really fun to be a part of this evolution of our sport, of putting it all out there on the line and being willing to fail, or also being in the right place at the right time to hit a home run. And I think that's where we are right now.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line a member of one of the first families of racing, a perennial most popular driver in the NASCAR Cup Series, and a driver of the number 9 Napa Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports, Cup Series champion, the one and only Chase Elliott. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
So obviously, Chase, so much success right out of the gate. There was a lot of pressure put on you to succeed, and you've delivered every step of the way of popularity, race wins, championships, and all that. This far in your career, still a very young career, how much of a focus is Daytona?
It's a huge focus every year for sure. Always enjoy getting down there and, you know, kind of getting the season kicked off. There's, you know, obviously a lot of excitement around the event being what it is, and one of the marquee races that I think us as drivers all want to try and win before you get done, right? You want to be able to look back and be able to say you won a Daytona 500 or a Coca-Cola 600 or a Brickyard or hopefully some of each, right? And you know, you have a great opportunity. It's anybody's game there in Daytona, and you know, look forward to getting down there and getting it rolling.
Great drivers and great talent can only get you so far without great teams and sponsors. Talk a little bit about appreciation for Hendrick, that team, what it brings to the table racing wise, and then working with iconic brands like Napa.
Yeah, for sure. I've, you know, been really fortunate throughout my career to, you know, have great people to work with, a lot of really just fluid relationships over the years that we've all kind of grown together. Yeah, I'll be working on year 12 with Napa this year, which is crazy, and have had the opportunity to be at Hendrick Motorsports for the past, I guess it'll be my 10th season there, which is also crazy to think about. And, you know, we're a lot of our teammates have been on the 9 team throughout the entirety of that run. And particularly Alan and I having a chance to work together for that long, I think is a really big deal to have an established relationship with, you know, with your crew chief like that, and a guy that, you know, I have a lot of trust in, and just the whole deal has been really special. It's obviously been a huge part of my life, and not really sure where my life would be had I not gone down the path I did, and a lot of that thanks to partners like Napa, truthfully, and people like Mr. Hendrick, who have you know, trusted in me to want to go and race and drive their cars. So very thankful for that, and looking forward to another great opportunity this year that we want to try and capitalize on here while we have the chance.
With that, with the family history, there was almost, I would think, almost no question. Obviously, the talent has to be there, and you've certainly inherited that, but that you would go into a career in racing. But it makes me think, were there other things pulling Chase Elliott? I mean, did you want to be a fighter pilot or an insurance salesman? Was there anything else where you said to your dad, you're like, Dad, I don't know, you know, maybe I want to do this other thing? Was there ever anything else but racing?
Honestly, no. I really didn't know what I was going to do if the racing thing didn't work out. I think it was never a question of whether or not I wanted to race. It was whether or not it wanted me back and all the right pieces of the puzzle to be in the right place to be able to go and do it the way that it needs to be done. So, you know, fortunately, the stars aligned in a way that I really couldn't have put them in a better spot at the age I was at. And when Jeff was stepping away and the opportunity there, and, you know, just the whole deal really couldn't have worked out any better as I was trying to get going and trying to, you know, gain an opportunity there. So the whole thing has been, like I said, it's been great. You know, always important to not lose sight of the opportunity you have right now and chance we have to go and be great this year. That's what we're going to set out and try to do.
As you start a season, it's an opportunity to look forward and hope for opportunities and possibilities. Also looking back, you mentioning 10 years, it feels like it's gone by in just a flash, Chase. It really does feel fast. But 10 years is one of those milestones where people think, are you starting to sort of take stock of it? I'm sure your dad's told you every time, you know, just try to enjoy as much as you can. Obviously focusing so much on the career and winning, but it does the 10 years make you kind of look back and say like, okay, here's what we've done and here's what we need to do.
It does for sure. And it's, you know, just really puts a lot in perspective for me personally, and just recognizing how deep into this journey we are, even though I'm I'm still in my late 20s. It has been going on for a long time, right? And I think I'm at a point in my career that I should be able to know what I need in the car and know how to make things happen, right? And I don't really think there's a lot of an excuse to not at this juncture. So, you know, fortunately, I'm in the right place to go and have success and paired with the right people to go and give me those opportunities to do that. So we have a great team. We've had a great team really since I've been there and looking forward to another year together.
With the last name Elliott, there's a lot of, you know, just responsibility, maybe opportunity, right, to be able to take the sport to that next generation of fans. With Chicago making history here with the street race, so much family history for you. How do you look at that? Because most popular driver, obviously there's a lot of tension on you, and there's also a platform to be able to move the sport forward in some very important ways at these pivotal times. Do you think of that, or are you just figuring, I just got to do what I do. If I win, it'll all come together?
You know, I think from an industry standpoint, we're always trying to, well, certainly over the last 3 or 4 years, I think the leadership group at NASCAR has done a great job. And I think we really owe a lot of credit to them for just trying new things. You know, there was a long portion of the history of NASCAR that was very much stagnant in a lot of ways of going to the same places at the same time of year and going to the same tracks and the same parts of the country. And I think that's great, you know, to some degree, but I do think that it has been nice to kind of branch out, try some new things. Are all of those things going to go perfect all the time? Absolutely not. But I think it's been really fun to be a part of this evolution of our sport, of really kind of putting it all out there on the line and being willing to fail, or also being in the right place at the right time to hit a home run. And I think that's where we are right now. And with what we've seen at the Coliseum the last couple of years, with what we've seen in Chicago the last couple of years, going to Mexico City now, yeah. I think there's so many opportunities to grow outside of the country that I would love to be a part of down the road. And hopefully all these things are just, you know, small steps into, you know, a bigger picture that we can all take advantage of and help grow with. So it's been fun to be a part of. Obviously the on-track stuff is my focus. I want to do well. I want to compete at a high level, you know, and if we're putting on good racing, then people are going to appreciate that wherever we go. And I think that's certainly top of mind.
One of the last things here for Chicago, you and the drivers, the success of it, I don't know if you knew that it was going to be successful ratings-wise, are off the hook. I know economically there's a study out. It's done very well for the city as well. Your thoughts on the drivers, like your favorite things to do in Chicago? Obviously the track, you know, the racing still happens. You focus on that, but the event for the fans, it takes on the vibe of the area. Talladega Boulevard is much different than Michigan Avenue, right? As far as the vibe for it. What do you guys like?
Yeah, no, it is very different. And I think that's a lot of what, you know, what has made it fun, not only for the spectators, but it's honestly, it's really fun for us. And it's fun, you know, to come up here and if you have buddies or friends that have gone to traditional races, to have them come experience something like this. We can go to a nice dinner on a Saturday night or a Friday night or whatever. You know, typically that would be a little challenging. Most of our markets are an hour outside of big cities, right? So just a nice change of pace, the whole thing, walking out of the hotel room and walking to the racetrack, and it's very much not normal. And I think for us that do this every week for 38 weekends a year, it's really refreshing to just do something different. And I think we all take a lot of pride in that, and we all enjoy that aspect of it a bunch. So it's a good atmosphere for the fans. I think it's a good atmosphere for all the industry people that make the show go. And truthfully, I think the product has been pretty dang good from a race perspective on Saturday and Sunday. I know we've had some weather challenges, but you know, even with that, I think your motorsport fans really appreciate the difficulty and of the discipline of not only road racing, but having to marry that with, you know, wet weather tires and a drying track surface. You know, all those things are just extremely difficult to navigate. And I think your true fans or people that are willing to put in the work to understand it would really appreciate that part too.
Yeah, the racing has been outstanding. The tickets are getting even better. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that as they go on sale. As we let you go, Chase, social media wise, you have so many people pulling for you. You know it. Where can they go to follow you as we get towards Daytona?
I would say just Chase Elliott on whatever, any of that stuff, should be able to find it somewhere outside pretty easy.
Thanks, Chase. Appreciate it. Good luck with everything. Going to see you down in Daytona, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
All right. Thanks. Have a good one.